Hey, welcome to another episode of the Tech Ed Countdown Show. Remember, Tech Ed North America is May 12th through the 15th in
Houston, Texas.
Absolutely. Couple of things to point out right away. Early bird registration ends December 31st.
Don't miss out. $300 off. Get it done. Get it reserved. Get it booked. And also at the same time, book your pre-cons as well if you wanted to.
Yes, get in on those pre-cons now.
That's all something you want to get out of the way before you take off for the holidays.
Absolutely. Second thing, make sure you're participating in our forums.
Yep, I saw there was a thread in there just recently. Again, it's a very popular one. Lots of people giving advice for new time and first time attendees to Tech Eds.
Absolutely. Now, when we last left the Countdown Show last week, we talked about cobbling together, last month. It feels like last week.
You got it.
Cobbling together a few pennies
yeah.
to get down to Houston, Texas. And we were actually able to get down into Houston. And boy, oh boy, as somebody who lived there for 11 years, my mind was completely blown. This town has completely changed.
For me, it was the only been at Houston once before, and it was for a short period of time out in the middle of nowhere. And Houston was just parking lots, big wide streets, and strip malls. Not like that at all. My mind was blown.
So we put together a series of videos, the first of which is in this special countdown episode of Houston, Things You Can't Miss.
Don't miss them. Take a look.
We're in Midtown of Houston, which is, you said, $7 to $10 cab ride?
$7 to $10 cab ride. I don't want to recommend you walk it. A little bit too far to walk, but it's definitely worth the drive.
We are at the Breakfast Club doing what besides drinking massive mugs of coffee?
I asked for a small and they gave me a bucket. But we're here specifically for one of two different types of breakfast that they recommend on the menu with a little star next to it. I learned that means it's recommended.
Ah.
I am apparently going to be trying their specialty called catfish and grits for
Which
breakfast.
Which would be catfish and grits.
Well, I've never had catfish and I've never had grits. So it'll be a new thing for me.
You're in for a treat. They also are known for their wings and waffles.
See, I don't know how you managed to pull the straw for that one, because you're getting wings and waffles, I'm getting fish for breakfast, dude.
Yes. They also, on their menu, now this place is known for breakfast. This is the place to go to for breakfast when you're here in Houston. They've got green eggs and ham.
Oh.
So we're going to also have to sample the green eggs and ham.
Very true. Now, price
Sam
range.
I am.
I was going to say price range wise. You know, you can. It's not going to be your $3 special for breakfast.
No.
It is definitely much higher quality than that. So this is probably in the I'm going to say $15 range, $10 range kind of thing.
Yeah.
But definitely crazy looking art, really cool looking place, and worth coming out to try.
The Breakfast Club in Midtown. Let's eat. Welcome to the Juice Box.
We're on a soccer field.
Okay, no.
No.
Baseball.
Okay, baseball field. Baseball.
I called it the Juice Box. It's what we call it. We affectionately call Minute Maid Park here the Juice Box.
So this is where the Astros
baseball.
Are based out of. And in case you didn't know, there are a couple of games during the Tech Head season that is going to be happening here in Houston. And apparently, cheap tickets are always available. Just come on down to the box office here, and you can get same-day tickets, and you'll be able to be inside this beautiful place.
So, this is a fantastic ballpark. I've been here many a time, by the way. I know they're not good for you, but the nachos, awesome.
Oh, nice. Do they have garlic fries here?
This isn't Seattle, buddy.
Okay.
Sorry, man.
Fries. Okay.
So, obviously, you can see the roof is open, mm-hmm. but this is a retractable roof stadium for when the weather in Houston gets above 80 degrees.
So, when all the Microsofties from Seattle bring the Seattle weather during Tech Ed, they can close the roof.
You don't have to worry about rainouts.
You don't have to worry about rainouts.
So, come down, visit Minute Maid Park, which is literally, it is right across from the convention center. You can walk it lickety-split, leave your backpacks at home. All right? Come down and catch an Astros game. Hey, go long. Folks, we announced Tech Ed was going to be in Houston, and a lot of folks were like, whoa, Houston, you know, what is there to do in Houston?
Houston's a food town, and hopefully you've gathered that from a lot of this, but we are here at Underbelly. We've got Chef Chris joining us. Thanks for joining us, Chef, taking time out from behind the kitchen there. What is Underbelly, and what's kind of the premise of Underbelly, and why do our attendees need to show up?
Well, we try to showcase the underside of what Houston really is, and with the cultural diversity that exists in this city. And also, we try to put forward our best foot to use all local produce and only whole animal. So everything that we get comes from within 120 miles of the restaurant. But we try to really showcase the cultural diversity that exists here.
So how long have you been at this location?
Roughly 18 months.
18 months or so? Because this is absolutely gorgeous. Rough sawn wood, looks like handcrafted decor. You've got canned produce and vegetables lining the walls. It was absolutely fantastic here.
We built everything ourselves. So.
And now, because I am hungry, and this is a food show, I notice you have something here, but... what is this
that
little
is
sample?
Pretty.
This is the only dish that's been on. We change the menu every day.
Okay.
So this one is the only one that's been on the menu since we opened. It's basically braised goat, which is truly sustainable in Texas. A Korean-style dumpling, which is made from rice.
Yeah.
Gochujang, which is a fermented Korean red chili paste, a little bit of beer, onions, benne seed. But this is the dish.
You had me at the braised goat.
I figured it was going to be the beer. But that's just me. So, Chef, you talk about the diversity inside of Houston. And so for folks, I mean, you've got folks coming from all over the world to this conference.
That's good.
What is kind of that diversity? What really kind of makes up Houston?
Houston has 84 languages spoken fluently. So you're talking about cultural pockets all throughout the city, whether it be through our Asia town, which consists of the Chinese and Vietnamese. We have the third largest Vietnamese population in the country, Indian, Mexican, Salvadorian, Thai, it all exists in this city, whether it be through coming through here through the medical field or through the oil or through just being in the largest port city in the South.
So your menu could range. You could have Asian, you could have Mexican. If I wanted a big old ribeye steak.
Well, you get that.
It's Texas.
you get that on certain days because we only use the whole animal. So we bring in one cow. We have a grass-fed Wagyu that we feed St. Arnold's beer. For the last 3 months and spent beer grain, so we get one cow a week. There's 22 ribeyes on that cow, pretty much, so if you're here that day, that's the day.
Now, just because I'm concerned because of how good this food is, you have to try this, by the way.
Yes.
What sort of capacity do you have in here for people to be able to come? What size can you actually handle?
We seat 180. We can do good numbers on a Friday or any given night. We can do
reservations recommended, I'm saying?
Reservations are very recommended. We have a private room for 36 as well. But yeah, you need to call.
Fantastic.
Folks, you want to check this out. This is Houston in basically bites on a plate. And Chef, we appreciate you taking the time out. Folks, check this out. It's Underbelly. It's in Lower Westheimer. Is for those of us who have been around a while, it's Montrose.
It's Montrose.
It's Montrose. So it's
medium cab ride.
Medium cab ride. Unless, of course, you're in the Galleria area, and then it's a short cab ride for you there. So check it out. It's Underbelly.
Thank you.
Rick, no, stop touching things. Stop.
I'm a little busy right now. I'm busy.
Space
I got
suit.
Lasers going on here, man.
Pay attention. Nice suit.
Nice jacket.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling rather astronauty.
Place for my camera and everything.
Yeah?
It's perfect.
Awesome.
Perfect.
Where are we?
Houston?
Yes.
We have a problem. We have a problem.
I told you if you said that, what would happen?
I've been dying to say that.
We are at Space Center Houston. Space Center Houston is the visitor center that is located just off of NASA Road 1. It's about a 30-minute drive.
I just walked past Moon Rocks. They've got a vault with a door this big.
And they let you in.
They did, because the door is open. But it did have a sign that says, warning, the door closes rapidly when alarm sounds.
And I see you over here at this panel, so have those doors closed rapidly?
It's because no one's here, and I just figured I could jump up on this. And,
sure.
So live feeds of the actual space stations over there.
Yeah, it's awesome. So this is a place you can go to learn about the past of the
space program.
Going all the way back to the Apollo missions, all the way through the Apollo missions through the space shuttle, and now into the International Space Station.
Now, I was hoping to be able to go off and do some launch stuff here, but you're saying they don't actually do launches here?
No. So that's in Florida, so that's one of the big differences, because I know a lot of our attendees did take the trek out to the Johnson Space Center.
And that's where they actually launched the stuff.
That's
in
where
space.
They launched the stuff, yes.
So this
one
is
one of the locations.
So this is where...
This is actually where the visitor center, but just a short distance away is the actual Johnson Space Center, which is
where the
guards, mission control is.
Where the guards are that turned me away.
Yeah. The orange suit didn't work. No, it didn't work. So that's the place you can come. You can take a tour. There's a lot of cool things to do out in the visitor center. They've got the, I believe it's Apollo 17 capsule there. There's a trainer from Skylab, which is kind of the pieces and parts of training things that they did.
I walked through it.
Yes.
And there's actually a capsule that was in space.
Yep.
That I also took a picture of.
Yes.
It's behind plexiglass. You can't touch it. You can't climb in it.
And
the plexiglass doesn't remove. I tried.
So there's lots of cool things to do. There's also a big replica of the space shuttle that's outside, and a lot more things that are going to be happening here. So if you've got the opportunity, like I said, it's about a 30-minute drive, but it's definitely a cool place to come to. Let's go take a look at some other stuff.
Okay, just
don't touch. I got, don't. Come on.
Hey, I got some.
We are inside the gift center.
Oh, I'm going crazy in here.
Apparently, with your Angry Bird space action going on. I found an awesome coffee mug.
What? What does it say?
Yeah, it says, it's not rocket science. Oh, yeah, wait, it is. Awesome.
Nice.
Awesome. You can get a ton of stuff, from t-shirts to mission patches that we have over here on the wall.
Very, very
coffee
cool
mugs. Astronaut ice cream.
I tried the mint chocolate chip, and it was quite good. I will definitely say quite good.
You can also get one of the brilliant orange spacesuits that Rick managed to abscond with and go running rampant throughout Space Center Houston. I hope you had fun.
It was great.
And I hope you didn't cause any serious damage, because they'll never invite us back.
You would be surprised how far you can get into areas you're not supposed to be into with an orange spacesuit on.
Just stop now. Just stop now. Make sure you pay a visit to the gift shop when you're here. So it's nighttime.
It is. It is.
It's dark out in Houston.
And there is a place that is not craft beer, although they do have craft beer if you still want that. This is a place that specializes in, what would you call those?
Pre-Prohibition era cocktails. See, it is a true cocktail bar.
See, I don't understand. Prohibition is when the Canadians sold all the Americans the booze because they couldn't buy it.
Yes, because it was illegal in this country.
Right. So that's where my heritage comes from.
We are at Anvil Bar and Refuge in Lower Westheimer, aka Montrose. This is a quick cab ride if you are in the Westheimer area or downtown. It's literally like right in between.
If you caught some of the earlier segments with Underbelly,
yes.
Phenomenal places, all in that same area there. So again, this is a great area you got to come out and try out and see what it's like. But I was going to say this is a Pogo Pogo, but that's wrong, because that's a Quebec corn dog that you get at a fair. This is a Pago Pago.
Yes.
So it's a drink made with rum and lemon juice and lime and some other goodness.
And I've got a couple of different cocktails here as well, trying out some more gin things, because everybody who knows me, I knows I'm a vodka guy, but these cocktail guys getting me into the gin, and also something a little bourbon-y as well to try.
Nice.
I said, give me something bourbon with training wheels.
Nice.
They took care of me here. This is kind of your classic cocktail bar. Come in, have a couple of great, amazing, well-made cocktails.
Hand-forged cocktails.
Yes.
I just saw this guy's making a drink over there, and he used flame and like burst something off of the glass. It's insane.
That's something that we don't let you do.
No, for good reason.
You would be banned from doing those things.
So what kind of hours are these guys open for?
So these guys are open from 4 p.m. till 2 a.m.
Okay.
It's a little bit smaller, more intimate space, but it's a great place for you guys to kind of come out and check out the cocktail scene in Houston. This is one of the bars
that's pretty well known throughout the country as far as cocktail bars are concerned.
It has some nice little nibblies from appetizers, nothing major as far as food is concerned, but
the starters. The meat and cheese plate. The Grande meat and cheese plate is absolutely fantastic.
Okay.
So you've got to give that one a try out there.
I just see this new, large, very colorful, fruity-looking drink arriving here. Did you order this for me?
No, that would be for producer extraordinaire.
This is for Golnaz.
Yes.
Just wait a minute. Just wait. We've got to finish the shoot.
She's driving right here for the cocktail already.
What's this one called?
It's called a Queen's Park Swizzle.
Queen's Park Swizzle. I can't wait to try it, and I'm sure Golnaz can't either.
So we're going to leave that. Come check out Anvil Bar and Refuse when you're in Houston. This is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.